As U.S.-led forces confront the insurgency in Iraq, American military officials say one important goal is more secure borders by the end of this year. The long border with Syria, where the military says foreign fighters are infiltrating, is a top priority. Iraqi border officials say their progress is hampered by a lack of basic equipment, decrepit buildings, and corruption. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited the border area of Walid and has this report.
After two helicopter flights and a lumbar-wrenching ride in a 7-ton cargo truck, a team of American military and civilian officials from Baghdad makes its way to Walid, a dusty, crumbling collection of buildings at the Iraqi-Syrian border. The visitors are here to see what improvements are needed to make Walid a secure point of entry. It doesn't take long to discover that there's a lot of work to do. A young Marine, sweating under his helmet and body armor in the triple-digit heat, walks past a large green and white bus filled with passengers waiting to be cleared into Iraq. As the Marine explains the passport control procedures, it becomes clear that if there are any foreign fighters with false passports on this bus, no one will be any the wiser at this terminal.
All of these people have to have their passports inspected. Okay. So right now it looks as though a rather large tour is coming through. They grab all the passports, which isn't in accordance with the policy, and they take them all to the passport office and just stamp them, as opposed to having each individual go in, have their face verified. Hello, Major Maher. How are you?
Major Maher al-Dib commands some 140 customs policemen. Some work at the border crossing, the rest patrol the open desert on either side, looking for smugglers or foreign fighters seeking to join the insurgency in Iraq. Major Deep says there are more dangerous crossings, such as Al-Qa'im, north of here, where the urban setting makes it easier for foreign fighters to infiltrate. But even here, he says, there's no sign of cooperation from the Syrian side. He suspects the Syrians have permitted militants from the Lebanon-based Hezbollah movement to cross the border, although his men haven't captured any since his unit was set up.
My information is that Syria is a backer for Hezbollah, and Iraq is a battlefield, a war zone for this group. At the start of the war, I think they crossed this border.
Perhaps because American visitors are here, this is what the local Marines suspect, Iraqi border workers are checking the underside of each vehicle heading into Iraq, looking for weapons or illegal material. Dr. Ra'ad Al-Samarai, head of customs here, says as of October 1st, the vehicle registrations will be checked by computer, as this crossing slowly catches up with modern technology. But on this day in late September, the computers are still of limited value. Ibtissam Hussein can and does type the license numbers into her computer terminal, but is not hooked up to the database at headquarters in Baghdad.
The data here is being updated weekly with disks. It's not linked to a database. If a car gets stolen yesterday in Baghdad and is driven here, you will not stop it.
Outside, an Iraqi businessman, Abdul Wahab Al-Sadi, waits with his family to clear the customs process as they return from a visit to Syria. Al-Sadi says the crossing here takes about an hour, much faster than it used to be, and much less expensive. He says it's one of the most noticeable improvements since the fall of Saddam.
In the past, the guy that worked in customs in Iraq, his salary was $20. He had to make up for the difference. Now, they get paid about $300. So it doesn't need this corrupt way of doing things.
But this truck driver, who carries used cars from Damascus to Baghdad, says it's still possible to pay your way across. In fact, sometimes it's unavoidable.
From the first moment you enter until you reach this place, you are tipping, tipping, tipping. You don't know who they are. We Syrians don't know if he's a policeman, intelligence, or security. You are forced to pay him. If you don't give him his tips, you don't know what could happen to you.
The Marine colonel leading this tour, who asked that his name not be used, says it's his experience that things are easy to fix, people are hard. He has no doubt these border stations can be made more efficient for travelers and more secure for the Iraqi government, given the resources and a reasonable amount of time. The difficult changes, he believes, involve human behavior, corrupt officials being one prominent example, and cross-border tribal loyalties another. Officials say many, if not most, Iraqi border personnel work heroic hours under difficult and dangerous conditions to return a semblance of order to their troubled country's borders. With national elections set for January, the goal is to make Walid and other entry points functional and secure by the end of the year. But Iraqi security officials believe it will be years before they truly get a handle on who's crossing these vast stretches of desert and why. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.